Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
Welcome back to Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford. Western Michigan and Michigan State squaring off in the season opener Saturday, September 4th. We're talking about 3 weeks from today. And these teams have a couple things in common. They both lost 7 football games last year. And they both claim Amp Campbell, our guest, a former Michigan State cornerback, and now assistant coach with the Broncos. Hey, Amp, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and you, Jack?
Well, what does it feel like to know that your first game with Western Michigan is going to be against your alma mater?
It's a weird feeling, but it's a great opportunity for Western Michigan to get some exposure nationally, and it's great that that I get to come back to a place which I will call home, and that is East Lansing.
Now, when we talk to a lot of the Broncos, are they going to say, we can't wait to play where Amp Campbell picked up that fumble against Oregon and ran 85 yards?
I think, you know, when we go in there, I think it'd be more so of the guys just saying, hey, it's a great opportunity for them to go in there and play against Michigan State. They kind of know a little bit of the history of myself and try to install the mental toughness that I had and the competitive nature that I had in them. And the kids are buying into it.
All right. Western Michigan last year in a 5-7 season allowed 27.5 points per game. Tell us how the Broncos are better this year.
I think defensively, I think we have to have everybody on the same page. We have to be able to run to the football. We have to be competitive day in and day out, and also make sure that, you know, you have to compete for 60 minutes. That's the big thing, you know, as in how better we're going to be, don't know. But right now, we're just getting these kids to buy into what we're trying to get them to do, and that's play for 60 minutes, run to the football, and play as a team.
Very interesting schedule. They open with Michigan State, and then in the middle of October, dropped into the conference schedule after their game with Ball State. You're at Notre Dame. You can tell the guys, hey, this isn't so tough. I won here when I was at Michigan State.
Correct. You know, just like as a player, you know, playing there for Nick, you know, he always told us, you know, put your pants leg on one leg at a time, like that's what they're going to do. So, you know, regardless, you know, the four horsemen, touchdown Jesus, they're not going to have any outcome of the ball game, and that's the way we got to go in there and look at it.
All right. What's it like now being an assistant football coach and something that you've wanted to do for a long time? You're working your way up in the profession. When you were a player, when did you know that someday you were going to be on the other end of the drills?
I think, you know, once I ended up breaking my neck, I felt like, you know, it was a blessing, you know, for me to say, hey, I have a different path in my life that I want to take, and that was to be a assistant football coach. I felt like I love the game. I love being around it. I love helping young men grow into men, and I love giving my opinion on getting guys better to be the best that they can be.
There's so much emphasis now in college football, Amp, about head injuries and neck injuries. It is a point of emphasis, and everyone's concerned about concussions. Can you look at this a little differently based on what you endured?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I look at it every day, daily, differently, because when you're out there coaching, you try to emphasize the technique of doing it the right way, and you don't want to see anybody go through what you went through. So every single day I make sure, you know, if it's a tackling drill or if it's something that a kid drops his head, you know, it kind of brings back a memory. So you want to make sure you don't want to see a kid go through that. So you try to teach them the right way and the right things to do.
A lot of times when guys are looking for jobs, they have to network. They have to find someone they know. When did you first meet Bill Cubitt?
I met Bill Cubitt in December of last year and came came up to Kalamazoo, had a great conversation with him and sat down with him. And we met in Orlando, sat down and talked for a while down there, and ended up coming back up here and getting, got offered the job.
I know that he said that having Nick Saban and Mark D'Antonio and former Western Michigan defensive coordinator Bill Miller, all his references on your resume, that didn't hurt either.
Oh, no. No, those guys were real big for me. They helped me out, and they definitely threw in a big work for me, and that helped big time for me.
All right. You were at Ferris State, and you move up the ranks in the coaching profession. How difficult is that, putting down roots? You know that you're going to be somewhere else in a couple of years, and really to get where you want to go, that's just part of the way it works.
I mean, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough on you. It's tough on your family. But at the same time, you know, if this is something that you want and that you really want, you have to sacrifice. And that's what I did. You know, I made those sacrifices at Ferris and been to other small schools and, you know, just kind of keep working my way up. So I feel, you know, the sky's the limit for me. I got a bright head on my shoulder. I'm driven. I'm hungry. So, you know, I'm just doing what I need to do to not only help the university that I'm at, Western Michigan, but also help the young man that I'm coaching.
How much did you know about Western Michigan? Do you know the fight song yet?
I don't know the fight song yet, so hopefully I'll get that down pat. I haven't had time to learn it, but it's one of those things that I got to learn before that first game.
You just hope you get a chance to hear it a lot after touchdowns, right?
You're right.
All right, what about recruiting now? We know that you're a Sarasota guy, and you and Herb Haygood always have good-natured banter about that and your high school careers and your schools. Are you going to be bringing a lot of Floridians up to Kalamazoo?
That's my goal. That's my goal. I'm trying to get as many Florida kids as I can to get them up here and get this thing rolling in Kalamazoo. So that's a goal of mine also, is to try to get as many Florida kids as I can to come in here and be productive and be good student athletes and play hard for the Broncos. So if I can, I'm definitely going to try to do it.
Kalamazoo is a good city. My son actually was there, played college football at Kalamazoo College, and a little bit different level. But how do you get guys to come from Sarasota, Florida, to Kalamazoo, Michigan?
Hey, just like as Michigan State got me, you know, you sell the program, you sell the school, you sell the players that you have here, and the rest will take care of itself.
Amp, when you see so much passing in today's football, and of course, you know, you played Purdue and you played some teams that threw it around a bunch too, but now it seems like everyone is doing it. Do you wish you were back out on the field?
Oh, without doubt, every day. You know, you get out there and you feel that you can make those plays, and you see all the balls being flying around. Oh yeah, you, it goes through your mind and it brings back memories how you would have played it and what you would have did. So I wish I could still play.
Do you tell your corners that if you had this many opportunities to defend passes and pick them off, you'd had 20, 25 picks?
Oh, yeah. If I can catch, I definitely would have had that many.
What's the difference in playing at the GLIAC level, the MAC level, and the Big Ten level? Is it just the size of the lineman? Is it the pace of the game? What is it?
You know, I just think it's more so the talent level of the linemen at the MAC level, at the Big Ten level, you know, they're bigger. You know, tight ends, linebackers, the deep tackles are pretty much bigger at that level, at the Big Ten level. You know, a little bit, pretty much same size quarterback-wise, but, you know, receivers, you know, pretty much same thing. So it's a little bit different.
You fractured the sixth and seventh vertebrae in your neck, correct?
Correct.
Any lingering effects physically? Are you 100%?
I'm 100%. All well. Everything's healed well. Haven't had to have another surgery, which they thought I would, but I'm doing great.
What was the scariest moment of that whole thing? When you had that halo on and you walked into the press conference, a lot of people thought that you'd be done with football, and they weren't sure what your future was going to be, but it was a miraculous recovery, and not only did you get back on the field and help a team win, but now here you are teaching other people how to play.
you know, I think the scariest thing was, you know, just the surgery part, not knowing what was going, the outcome was going to be, and what significant it was that I was dealing with. So I had no idea. So that was the scariest part. And the great thing about it, it all worked out well. I got an opportunity to come back for a 6-year and came back, played well, and was on a team that I will never forget that was very successful.
Amp, when you come to Spartan Stadium on September 4th and you walk in the tunnel or you run out of the tunnel, you got to turn left. You're used to turning right. So you got to take that first door on the left this time, and when you come out the tunnel, you know, you're going to see some familiar colors, but you got to go the other way.
Correct. You know, I definitely will go in there and get those guys a high five.
Well, we will see you on the 4th. Look forward to it, and best of luck to the Western Michigan Broncos. You get that game at Notre Dame in the middle of the season, and then you go to Central Michigan. So you got a tough schedule, but we look forward to watching your team play.
Thanks, Jack. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back with more. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.